Hi, dancers. So it's 9 o'clock now. I'm perfectly on time to come pick up the flowers. And I wanted to say one more thing, that I know that today isn't, it's not meant to replace the concert in any way, because as we know, oh God, really? As we know, nothing can replace the concert, but it's my little tiny way of saying thank you. To all of you for everything that you've done for the program over all these years. So, thank you.
That was the voice of Jeanette Gordon, a dance teacher at Whitney Young High School, getting emotional as she went on a journey to visit her dance students, not replacing a concert, but to honor them on that day. She joins us now on the line here on National Teachers Appreciation Day. Jeanette, thanks for hopping on out with us.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. I'm so honored.
Oh, well, it's great to have you. I'm sure you listening to yourself break up a little bit. That's always fun to hear your own voice crying on the radio. Trust me, I've done it. I've done it too. I've played it back, and I'm like, I cannot listen to that. But it was for a good reason. Walk us through, first of all, from Whitney Young, great school, a dance teacher there, and these are not easy times.
No, they are not easy times. This has been so challenging for all of us to try to learn how to teach and for the students to learn how to learn under these circumstances.
You know, I was so lucky enough to be a part of the arts programs at Downers Grove South High School where I graduated, and I loved a lot of my teachers, social studies, math, sciences, I'm sure, even though I was terrible at it. But there's something about a connection that you have with an arts teacher because they really change who you are. They dive deeper into your soul, I think, a little bit. They make you discover something a little different about yourself. So while all teachers are missing students, I imagine it's hard in different ways for, like, a dance teacher, for arts teachers, because you connect so well with your students.
I feel that so deeply. I mean, some of these students, like Naomi, who created the video, she's been with me for 6 years. So she started as a seventh grader and then is now a senior. And so I see them every day for the past 6 years, and you really get to know them and see them mature and see them grow. And it's like they're your own children, honestly and truly. And so I wanted just to do something special to bring them joy, to commemorate the day, and to really thank them because they have given their heart and soul to the dance department.
Now, what was the day supposed to be? Was this Saturday? It was a big concert or something?
Yeah, so it would have been their final concert at Whitney Young. So they would have had a concert on Friday night, and then Saturday is really the performance to honor the seniors. And so that's why I decided to do it on Saturday. It was also my husband's birthday on May 1st on Friday night. So I was like, you know, let's honor them on Saturday night when it would have been their night to have their final bow on stage.
So you made 34 stops, one for each of your dancers. And what did you bring them?
So I brought them flowers because they always get flowers on stage during that performance. And then I brought them our water bottle that they all were like waiting to get. It's a special Whitney Young water bottle that all the seniors get when they graduate. And then I brought them their purple dresses. We are actually recreating the senior tribute dance, which has been a Whitney Young tradition for over 30 years. And so I had, with the help of my principal, was able to go back and go to school, and she went in the costume closet and found the dresses for me and found the water bottles. And we're going to recreate the senior tribute dance virtually, and the dancers will have their costumes.
And hopefully that'll go viral and be just as exciting. But I do miss that actual thing. So this took you how long? I mean, 34 initially, I'm like, oh, that's not too many. But wait a second. You're driving place to place to place. You got to keep social distancing so it's not a quick hug and bye. How long did this take?
10.5 hours. And I did not stop to go to the bathroom. I did not stop to eat. I literally got in my car. It was on to the next stop. I had a general timeline, but I really did not think it was going to take 10.5 hours.
Yeah.
So that's why when I got into my car, literally left the last dancer, got into my car, made the video, a little video clip that Naomi asked me to make, and then I looked at the clock, and it was exactly 7 o'clock when the curtain would have been opening for the performance. It was actually surreal. It was surreal.
I was talking last hour, and we have Naomi on the line. I'm going to get to her in just one moment, so remain patient.
Hi,
we'll have her on in 1 second, but I just wanted to talk just again about the arts thing is that, you know, we've been interviewing high school students and college students, and I think sometimes the messaging is, you know, in 20 years you won't care about this, in 10 years. I think that's our way of trying to say, it'll be okay, like you'll get through this. But I think that's a really... it really negates a lot of the feelings, the real emotions that go into these things. Mm-hmm. And what made it real for me is that I couldn't wait to be in the senior musical, right? Like, we couldn't do it at Downers Grove South till we were seniors, be in that musical. And I got to be Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof. And I know it sounds silly, but I don't, if that had been taken away from me, that would, I don't know if it would have changed the trajectory of my life, let's say, but it definitely is part of who I am, that experience. And it's sad that so many millions of students aren't getting those experiences this spring.
Absolutely. I mean, you get it because you're an artist. You've been there. You've been on the stage. There is that, just that magical moment. And you work so hard for that senior year. It's different that senior year, you know? And so, yeah, I get it. I get it on so many different levels. And that's why my heart is breaking for them. And I think all their parents' hearts are breaking. And so any little piece of joy that I could bring to them, and tell them that I understand. I get it.
I have to admit, I wasn't even listening to your last answer. I closed my eyes and think about those moments on the stage that I shared with my high school friend. Sorry about that. I'm sure it was very poignant. Let's bring Naomi in on the line right now. Naomi, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You're a senior at Whitney Young. So tell us about your teacher. Let's embarrass her live on the air. It's National...
Hi, Naomi. Hi, Ms. G. So basically, on Friday, Ms. G sent us an email telling us that she would be going all around the city, and she sent us a whole schedule of everywhere she would go. And I was like, wow, this is absolutely crazy. Like, I had seen some of these types of videos online, but I never thought that I would be one of the students that would have a teacher who would be driving to my house. So it was absolutely crazy. And when Ms. G stopped at everyone's house, she was full of energy, and I do not know how she did it, because it was a straight 10 and a half hours without, I don't think she had food, but there were some dancers who gave her food near the end. But I was like, I don't know how she managed to maintain like all of that energy for every single one of us. It was absolutely crazy, and so many dancers were crying as soon as she left.
Yeah, and I think it was your idea to make it into a video, right?
Yes, it was. So as soon as I found out, I asked Ms. G to just document her journey, because I knew that this was something special and it would be really meaningful to our school community, to the dance community. And it was just a happy thing to have, even though all of us can be together for our last show.
Yeah, I mentioned Ms. G, you know, as someone who has to do a lot of social media for my work, and I like to just enjoy it. It's not easy to have to do 34 different videos. Like, you're like, oh God, I got to tape this. But you must be so grateful that you did, not only because that it's a great story that got to be on other TV stations, but you'll have this video forever.
Yeah, honestly, I'm so glad that we were able to have that video, because I was struggling to have a little bit of closure with the dance show not happening. And so being able to make that video and share that video with my seniors and the Whitney Young community and then the Chicago community has actually been a lot, like, so helpful in giving me closure and feeling like my senior year is not fully over and that there were still beautiful things that came out of this.
Yeah. Ms. G, that must be a nice memory you'll have of these students, as some of you've worked with for 6 years.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm forever grateful to her for asking me to do it, because honestly, I'm not the tech person. I was, you know, I'm like, what do I got to do with the camera? How do I? She's like, hold it like horizontal. She's like coaching me and directing me through it.
Yeah.
I had those gloves on. I'm like, I can barely even see my phone. And then I couldn't even look to see if they were recorded, because I had to get right back in the car and use my navigation. So all the stars were aligned because we were able to get a video from each kid.
Well, Ms. G, she told you the most important thing, and that's to keep it horizontal. That's how you end up on the TV stations. Naomi, you were on top of it.
She is. Naomi is phenomenal. She is phenomenal. And that she had this vision from the start was just a blessing, yeah.
So, Naomi, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I know that you must, you know, really love Miss G or love her as, you know, as a teacher. But I was hoping that on this National Teachers Appreciation Day, you can talk about not only her, but maybe the other teachers and what it means to you to not be able to be with them every day or Monday through Friday during this week or these next couple of weeks. I imagine it's tough.
Yeah, for sure. So I think one of the things that I've like realized during this time is like how grateful I am for my teachers. So like my teachers who I had from like 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th grade are still checking in on me, trying to see my future plans for college and how I'm doing and how my family's doing. And that's something that I'm so thankful for, that they not only care about us as students when we're in their class, but they also care about us as people. And all of my teachers this year are still holding class, and they're trying to prepare us for the AP test, which is really difficult.
Oh gosh, you still have to do those?
To be with them. Yeah. So the AP tests are coming up next week and the week after that. So my teachers are trying to prepare us the best that they can. But it's very difficult. So I appreciate them for that.
Well, I love that you are studying for the APs. What is it? That's 1 through 5, right? What you're supposed to do? Yeah. I got many twos. I don't think I got any college credit for the AP classes I took.
You still made it big. So no worries.
No, that's my lesson to you, Naomi, to try and don't put too much pressure on yourself. Yeah. But anyway, I talked to the beginning, and I don't know if you feel the same way, but I'm sure you love and appreciate all your teachers, but there's something about a teacher in the arts, like a dance teacher like Miss G, where you just really do develop a special connection that lasts and will last for your life.
Yeah, for sure. Like, so Miss G is actually the only teacher that I've stayed with for 6 years, and it's just been like an amazing journey, seeing how I've grown and knowing how she's seen me grown as an artist and as a person. And I think that there's just such a special connection because of the art.
Mm-hmm. Naomi, where are you? Do you know where you're going to school next year? Or do you have plans for that yet?
So next year I will be attending Northwestern University, hopefully as an environmental engineer.
Oh, look at that. You're not going too far. Well, we're glad you're sticking around our area. And boy, we could use some help in the environment, Naomi. So keep up the good work, okay?
Sure. Thank you.
And Miss G, I'll give you kind of the last word now that you've seen this go viral here in Chicago. I'm sure that it makes you happy, but you would have probably traded it all to have the dance for real.
Amen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Miss G and Naomi, thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, very sweet story. Yeah, you know, for everyone that just wants to roll their eyes and say, kids, come on, get over it. And maybe I was the only one that was thinking that for a couple weeks. Maybe I'm putting words in other people's mouths. It is so important to have those moments. And yeah, it stinks to not have that last dance, that last play, that last performance to walk at graduation. But hopefully some of the efforts that our teachers and incredible workers in our schools are doing to try and make up for it, to recognize the fact that it's too bad, but that there still are memories to be made in different ways, that legacy will live on too. Really cool stuff.